We'd like to say we appreciate the privilege, the opportunity again to be in the house of the Lord tonight, the end of the service. Just ask you to pray for us just a minute. Might be able to get ourselves out of the way. Just do that. We feel the Lord's laid on our hearts tonight. I'm going to read you some scripture out of the book of Genesis, the 18th chapter. 18th chapter of the book of Genesis. It's fairly familiar scripture. You Bible readers, most of you heard it preached on. The book of Genesis, we're going to start with the first verse. And the Lord appeared unto him in the plains of Mamre, and he sat in the tent door in the heat of the day. He lift up his eyes and looked, and lo, three men stood by him. When he saw them, he ran to meet them from the tent door and bowed himself toward the ground and said, My Lord, if now I have found favor in thy sight, pass not away, I pray thee, from thy servant. Let a little water, I pray you, be fetched and wash your feet and rest yourselves under the tree. Now I will fetch a morsel of bread and comfort ye your hearts, after that ye shall pass on. For therefore are ye come to your servant. And they said, So do as thou hast said. And Abraham hastened into the tent unto Sarah, and said, Make ready quickly three measures of fine meal, knead it, make cakes upon the hearth. And Abraham ran unto the herd and fetched a calf, tender and good, and gave it unto a young man, and he hasted to dress it. And he took butter and milk and the calf, which he had dressed, and set it before them. And he stood by them under the tree, and they did eat. And they said unto him, Where is Sarah thy wife? And he said, Behold, in the tent. And he said, I will certainly return unto thee according to the time of life. And lo, Sarah thy wife shall have a son. And Sarah heard it in the tent door, which was behind him. Now Abraham and Sarah were old and well stricken in age, and it ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women. Therefore Sarah laughed within herself, saying, After I am waxed old, shall I have pleasure, my Lord, being old also. And the Lord said unto Abraham, Wherefore did Sarah laugh, saying, Shall I of a surety bear a child which am old? Is anything too hard for the Lord? At the appointed time, I will return unto thee according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. Then Sarah denied, saying, I laugh not, for she was afraid. And he said, Nay, but thou didst laugh. And the men rose up from thence and looked toward Sodom. And Abraham went with them to bring them on the way. And the Lord said, Shall I hide from Abraham that thing which I do? Seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and a mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. For I know him that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord to do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he hath spoken of him. And the Lord said, because the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is very grievous, I will go down now and see whether they have done altogether according to the cry of it, which is coming to me, and if not, I will know. And the men turned their faces from thence and went toward Sodom. But Abraham stood yet before the Lord. And Abraham drew near and said, wilt thou also destroy the righteous with the wicked? Peradventure, there be 50 righteous within the city. Wilt thou also destroy and not spare the place for the 50 righteous that are therein, that be far from thee to do after this manner, to slay the righteous with the wicked, and that the righteous should be as the wicked, that be far from thee? Shall not the judge of all the earth do right? And the Lord said, if I find in Sodom 50 righteous within the city, then I will spare all the place for their sakes. And Abraham answered and said, behold, now I have taken upon me to speak unto the Lord, which am but dust and ashes. Peradventure there shall lack 5 of the 50 righteous. Wilt thou destroy all the city for lack of 5? He said, if I find there 45, I will not destroy it. And he spake unto him yet again and said, peradventure there shall be 40 found there. And he said, I will not do it for 40's sake. And he said unto him, oh, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak. Peradventure there shall be 30 be found there. And he said, I will not do it if I find 30 there. And he said, behold, I have taken upon me to speak unto the Lord. Peradventure there be 20 found there. And he said, I will not destroy it for 20's sake. And he said, oh, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak yet but this once. Peradventure 10 shall be found there. And he said, I will not destroy it for 10's sake. And the Lord went his way as soon as he had left communing with Abraham. And Abraham returned unto his place. Now, maybe correctly reading, that's reading the entire chapter of the 18th chapter, the book of Genesis. We've already made mention it's a chapter most people know, and they've heard of it and probably heard it preached on, no doubt, several times. But I got just a little bit that we'd like to leave with you tonight, the Lord being our helper. There's not a whole lot that I could probably say that you haven't already heard out of this, but I've, the scripture come to us and a thought come with it, and we'll, it's really all we got, so we'll give you what we got tonight, and that's about as good as I can do, as that part goes. We find here that, first of all, that these three men had came, and Abraham looked up and saw them, and he recognized them. truth being, and he wanted to commune with them and wanted them to rest. And you'll find in the midst of it, and as we begin to read there, and you begin to think, now it took just a little bit time to do the things that they done to prepare even the meal for that of these three men. The Bible said that he made mention here to Sarah, said, go and get you some flour, and said, knead it and make haste. In other words, do it sort of hurriedly that we might feed these men. Then he went on to his servant and told him, go get a calf. And he went down, picked him out a good, young, tender calf and told him to make haste and to dress it and get it ready, and then they had to cook it. So they spent just a little bit of time together, and the scripture says all this was done and they began to eat. And by the way, they was under a tree just waiting. They're under a tree. They didn't actually come in to the tent or any such as that, but Abraham, brethren wanted to have fellowship with them, and he recognized. Now I want you to know, I said he recognized them, and that's something to take attention to. So you bear with us for just a minute tonight. I want to talk to us just a little bit, brethren, about Abraham and about the Lord. Now, two of these men went down to Sodom, did they not? And it said, but Abraham pleaded with the Lord. And the Lord began to speak to those other two before they had went to Sodom. They had looked towards Sodom, and he said, is it a good thing that we hide that which we're fixing to do, or that which we are about to do from Abraham, seeing that he shall bless and shall be part of all nations? There is a reason, brethren, that they wanted Abraham to know, brethren, that what they was headed for Sodom and Gomorrah to do. And the writer says here in this book, it said, I'm going to Sodom and Gomorrah to see if the cry that I have heard is true or right, if really what's going on down in Sodom and Gomorrah, brethren, if it's really going on of what I've heard, brethren, come up, the sin and brethren, the way that things were going in that day. Now, I want to ask you a question tonight, brethren. They is something. Can you change God's mind? Can you change God's mind? You might say, preacher, that's a trick question. No, it's not. The Bible says here, and brethren, I want you to realize that God was already on the trail going to Sodom and Gomorrah. And for one reason, brethren, was he headed to Sodom and Gomorrah, and that was to destroy them. Brethren, because of the cry that he had heard, my friend, he was utterly going to destroy that of Sodom and Gomorrah. And the Bible says that here he must have told Abraham everything that he intended to do down at Sodom. And Abraham asked him, he said, Will you destroy the righteous with the wicked? He asked a question. Now, you might think, why, preacher, God knows all things. I heard somebody say something today that, brethren, struck a little nerve. It said, now, if God knows the future, then why in the world do we pray? Think about that. If God knows the future, why in the world do we pray? The Bible says here that Abraham pleaded with the Lord. Brethren, God knows where he's headed.
He knows what he is going to do. And yet, brethren, he listened to his servant Abraham. Did he not? Now, not only that, have my friend, according to what he said here, brethren, he would not have destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah if it had found 50 righteous down there. Just 50. That's not many, folks. That's not many. But brethren, I want you to realize that God was willing to change his mind, to change what he is going to do. Brethren, if it had just been 50, my friend, 50, brethren, righteous people in Sodom. And I don't know altogether, people say a lot about Abraham and what he knowed, and I know this, he knowed that Lot and his whole family was down there. He most certainly did, and he might have started out at 50. I don't really know, brethren, how many was in Lot's family right off the bat, my friend, but it wasn't 50. He wasn't going to destroy them. He wasn't going to destroy them for 45. My friend, it's been a while since I've read this. My friend, that I didn't realize that he just went in increments of 10. My friend, he got down to 40, 30, 20. And he said, don't be angry with me, Lord. Said, if they just be 10. My friend, brethren, that was the limit. My friend, that was the last thing that Abraham said to him. And you know what the Lord said? He said, I'll not do it for 10's sake. And my friend, God was willing to save that wicked city. He most certainly was. Can you change God's mind? And my friend, you say, preacher, that's going to happen is just going to happen. And my friend, I just beg to differ with you. And my friend, just a little bit. And my preacher, I ain't no Abraham. And my friend, are you of Abraham's seed? And my friend, brethren, according to the word of God, we are. And my friend, yes, we are. Not naturally, brethren, but spiritually. Yes, sir, if you're of faith, my friend, you're of Abraham. And yes, you are. And my friend, but the truth of it is, brethren, God was willing to change his mind. And my friend, had there been 10, and my friend, had there been 20, had there been 30, 40, 45, 50, and my friend, brethren, I believe God was comparable and compassionate enough that he said, if it be just 10, and my friend, I'd spare that city. Brethren, can you change God's mind? And my friend, can you? And my friend, you say, preacher, I don't know. Brethren, it's probably take me a good while. And my friend, to tell you in the scriptures. And my friend, brethren, the times that things had changed. And my friend, because men or women, and my friend, had cried out to God. And now, yes, sir. Yes, sir. And my friend, I don't know about you. Brethren, people say a lot of things about that of Cain, my friend, and Cain sinned. He most certainly did. And my friend, when he slew his brother Abel. And my friend, the Bible says, now Abel's blood was righteous. And my friend, I believe I can prove that. And my friend, the Bible says in the book of Hebrews, Hadn't I, friend, it said that the blood, hadn't I, friend, of the Lord Jesus Christ being greater of that than Cain. Hadn't I, friend, even those Cain spoke from the ground. Hadn't I, friend, even though he spoke out. Hadn't I, friend, Jesus Christ is blood. Being far greater than that. He most certainly was. Hadn't I, friend, can I say this? Hadn't I, friend, Christ himself, can he ever, have you ever thought, brethren, why did he go to Golgotha? Hadn't I, friend, why did he go to the Garden of Gethsemane? Hadn't I, friend, what did he pray for? Hadn't I, friend, why was he praying? Hadn't I, friend, brethren, you didn't know but what God might change his mind. Hadn't I, friend, you say, preacher, not so. Hadn't I, friend, nevertheless, this is what Jesus said. Hadn't I, friend, he said, nevertheless, this cause was why I came into the world. Hadn't I, friend, yes, sir, for this cause. Hadn't I, friend, but did he not pray? Did he not pray the Father that this cup pass from him? Hadn't I, friend, yes, sir. Had there been another way, it would have passed. Hadn't I, friend, but they wouldn't another way. No, they wouldn't, not another way. Hadn't I, friend, brethren, that's the reason Christ asked. Hadn't I, friend, brethren, let this cup pass from me. Brethren, you say, preacher, that was Jesus. Hadn't I, friend, it sure was. Hadn't I, friend, but brethren, otherwise, he'd have just been bopping his gums. Hadn't I, friend, praying to the Father, but the Scripture says, hadn't I, friend, till he prayed, till his sweat was as great drops of blood. Hadn't I, friend, it didn't say as it were. It says as it was. Hadn't I, friend, great drops of blood. The agony, my friend, that Jesus prayed. Hadn't I, friend, brethren, that the cup might pass from him. Brethren, that he might not taste that bitter cup. Hadn't I, friend, but he had to. Yes, he did. He had to. Hadn't I, friend, the days over there in the day of Jonah. Hadn't I, friend, brethren, the Scripture, I know, brethren, they use Jonah a lot of times. And brethren, for a lot of different reasons. Hadn't I, friend, but the Bible teaches us, hadn't I, friend, that if a prophet prophesied, hadn't I, friend, and it didn't come to pass, then they is noted as a false prophet. Yes, sir. Now, God give Jonah the words to prophesy. Hadn't I, friend, you think about this. Hadn't I, why, preacher, God's mind ain't going to change. Hadn't I, friend, who said it wouldn't? Hadn't I, friend, who said it wouldn't? Hadn't I, friend, brethren, they told Sister Louise Abernathy. Hadn't I, friend, yeah. Thank God. Hadn't I, friend, that she had cancer. Hadn't I, friend, and brethren, they didn't give her a long time. Hadn't I, friend, a long good outlook. Hadn't I, friend, but you know what? Hadn't I, friend, she prayed. This is her testimony. Hadn't I, friend, she prayed the Lord should be able to live 10 more years. Hadn't I, friend, the night she testified that and she said it's been 13. How glory to God. Hadn't I, friend, I believe with all my heart, my friend, the message that Isaiah had. Hadn't I, friend, when he went to Hezekiah, I believe it's a true message. Hadn't I, friend, what did he give him? He said, set your house in order. Hadn't I, friend, you die. You're going to die and not live. Hadn't I, friend, I believe it's exactly what. Hadn't I, friend, God give Isaiah. Yes, sir, but there's something happened, folks. Hadn't I, friend, was they not? You say, preacher, I'm not one of them. I feel no, but I still believe you can change the mind of God. My friend, you just don't know. My friend, what God might do for you. Thank God till you asked him. Did you know that? Yes, sir. My friend, you're saying, preacher, I need to pray more earnest. My friend, I say you need to be more earnest in your prayer. Glory to God. Glory, hallelujah. My friend, brethren, if just pray like you mean it. My friend, a lot of folks don't get their prayers answered because they don't pray. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah. My friend, I don't know people's heart. My friend, but can I tell you something? My friend, Abraham, my friend, was called the friend of God. My friend, was he not? He is called the friend of God. My friend, Abraham believed God before he is ever circumcised. My friend, yes, sir. Go and read your book. My friend, before he is ever circumcised. My friend, people talks about circumcision. That's something else. Now let me get on. My friend, hear me. My friend, tonight, can you change the mind of God? My friend, preacher, what did Job say? He said, Lord, teach us. David said the same thing. Said, teach us to number our days. My friend, teach us to number our days. My friend, why does he want us to number our days? My friend, brethren, he just really, all that means, my friend, is to pay attention to your time. My friend, that you have here on earth. My friend, brethren, for there is coming a day. My friend, brethren, that he'll call and you will answer. My, yes, sir. My friend, brethren, I've seen folks, my friend, come out of automobile accidents. My friend, that, brethren, you wouldn't have thought anybody would have lived. My friend, nobody. My friend, and brethren, you say, preacher, well, it just wasn't their time. My friend, God's had mercy on some folks, and they ain't realized that God had mercy on them. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I know what I'm talking about. You listen to me. My friend, preacher, these wicked people, they just live. My friend, well, according to this, my friend, according to this, Abraham had God, and he told him, he said, you're not going to, my friend, do away with the righteous with the wicked, are you? And my friend said, Lord, that's not like you. And my friend, ain't that what he told him? That's not like you. That's not how you do things. And my friend, brethren, and then he got to talking to him about how many righteous was down there. And my friend, preacher, how many were they? Less than 10? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And my friend, there's four of them come out of there, but only three made it all the way. Yes, sir. And my friend, oh, preacher, you ought not get on all that. And my friend, listen to me tonight. And my friend, it's a simple question. And my friend, can you change the mind of God? And my friend, did you know that God will give you the desires of your heart? And my friend, brethren, if you'll delight yourself after him, he most certainly will. Yes, sir. And my friend, and I'll say this, he'll give you a lot of your wants. And my friend, but thank God when you get them, you wished you hadn't wanted for. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And my friend, but think about it for just a minute. Just a minute. Jonah went down there with a message. And my friend, did he not? Jonah. And my friend, go down yonder to Nineveh. And my friend, and said, you preach to them people and tell them yet in 40 days and Nineveh shall be overthrown. My friend, brethren, that was the message. My friend, brethren, it didn't seem like a big message, did it? My friend, well, I'll tell you what, when the Lord gave him that message, old Jonah, he got to hunting a way out. Yes, he did. He got to hunting some other route to go. My friend, not only that, he went another route. He most certainly did. But I'll tell you, he went down to Joppa. Did he not go down every which way he turned? He went down to Joppa. And my friend, when he got on the ship, he went down the belly of the ship. Yes, he did. And my friend, when he got off that ship, he went down in the belly of the whale. Yes, sir. Brethren, his way was going down. And my friend, it most certainly was. Did you know that God knowed where he was? And there was some scripture over there, my friend. There was something about Jerusalem, my friend, that the Lord said, if a man will just look toward this way. And my friend, if he'll just look toward this place. And my friend said, I'd hear him. And my friend, the Bible said that Jonah cried out. And my friend cried out of the belly of the whale. And my friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. He was in a bad spot. And my friend, did you know that God heard him? And my friend, how did he know which way Jerusalem was? And my friend, let me tell you something. God heard him. And my friend, he spit, made that old whale spit him out. And yes, he did. Yes, he did. Then he went and preached that message. And my friend, that's one of them rough ones. And my friend, yes, sir. That's one of them rough ones. And my friend, but brethren, when he started preaching, the Bible says that Nineveh was a great city. 3 days' journey. And my friend, listen. And my friend, he entered into it one day. And my friend, one day's worth, my friend, he began preaching. And my friend, yes, sir, and he preached throughout, I believe, that day. And my friend, but listen to me. And my friend, word got to the king. And my friend, it sure did. It got to the king. And my friend, you know what that king done? And my friend, he sent out a decree. He said, I want everybody. And my friend, to get down in sackcloth and ashes. And my friend, that was a tip of repenting. Yes, sir. They even put their beast of the field, my friend, under it. Yes, they did. And my friend, brethren, that tells me something, don't you? And my friend, the Bible said, and my friend, that old Jonah went over on the side of the hill, side of the mountain. He just sat down and sawed, sawed up and gone watch a while. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, do you know why he done that? My friend, he done that because that's what he had in his mind when he first went down to Joppa. And my friend, I'll go down there and preach that and them people gonna repent. Yeah. I'm gonna tell you what, their repentance done good. Did it change God's mind? Did it change what God was gonna do? And my friend, I believe it did. And my friend, I believe with all my heart, had they not repented 40 days, they'd have been overthrown. And my friend, I believe the message was true. And I believe the message was real. And my friend, and I've told this before, but I'll tell you, it's worth telling. And my friend, I was in revival up around LJ. And my friend, this has been years. I'm talking about years ago. And my friend, way under years ago. And my friend, we worked with an old boy. And my friend, and every now and again, I'd get to say just a little bit to him. And my friend, I didn't stay on him all the time. And hunting friend, but just every now and again I'd get to talk to him. And I had him one day on a platform. Yes, sir. He had nowhere to go. And the Lord got a hold of me and I got talking to him. I didn't know where to do any good or not, but I had the liberty, so I just talked. Anyway, I was in revival up around Elijah. I come in the next day. Brethren, he come up to me and he said, I'm going to meeting with you. He said, I'm going tonight. Don't tell me God didn't talk to him. The Lord talked to him. He most certainly did. He said, what time I got to be ready? And I told him I had to leave pretty early. He said, where are you going? And I said, we going to LJ. And he said, no. He said, I ain't going to LJ. No, sirree. He said, ain't you no closer now? That's just the way the conversation went. I said, I'll tell you what. I said, you don't want to come hear me. Up in LJ, I said, over here at Dry Creek. And I said, I know where you live. You can be over in 10 minutes. yes, sir. I said, you go over there. They having a revival. they just like to say your word. brother. Well, you know what? He didn't go that night. But he come in. He said, I'm going. brother, and he went the next night. He went. brethren, he got over and I don't know what the man preached, but who, whatever he preached to him. He most certainly did. He preached to him. I'm just as sure as I'm standing here. Brethren, he come in the next day and he was tore all to pieces. He didn't understand how in the world a man could preach and know so much about him. He said, you called him. I said, I ain't talked to the man. He said, I know you did. I said, I ain't talked to the man. I didn't call him. I said, you ought to take it that he know more about you than you know yourself. And the Lord showed him. He said, no. He said, you called him, and I know you did. brethren, he was fully convinced that I'd told him all about him. And I'd never talked to him about him. Matter of fact, I ain't never talked to him to this day about him. But brethren, God got a hold of him. It most certainly did. I told him. His name was Steve. I said, Steve, I said, if you'll just follow that spirit that's talking to you, I said, you'll wind up in a better place than what you're in. Yes, sir. A few years rocked on before Steve ever done anything. But I did get word. He didn't work there no longer. But I did get word that he had, got saved and got in church. And I was thankful for that. I most certainly was. But I'm going to tell you something tonight. God's got your number. And it might be that the Lord has spoken to you. About something. And I'll tell you, if he's spoken to you in the spirit, brethren, about something, you might ought to take it seriously. And you might ought to take it to home. And brethren, you might ought to pray over it. And see if God won't change his mind. Because God can change his mind. He most certainly can this evening. These times, I believe with all my heart. Did you know those men of Nineveh? Repenting at the preaching of Jonah. Was a sign against the house of Israel. It most certainly will. The Bible says, he said, the men of Nineveh shall go in before you. Yes, sir, because they repented at the preaching of Jonah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. A lot of the children of Israel didn't even repent. No, they didn't. No, sir. There's things that's written in this book. my friend, the Lord himself through the prophets, folks, has told the children of Israel time and time and time again. My friend, he said, I thought about doing you good. My friend, I thought about doing you good. My friend, but said your ways, my friend, and your doings, my friend, has separated us. My friend, and he says, now evil's coming your way. My friend, did that not change the thoughts of God? My friend, did not that change? My friend, brethren, the outcome of things. My friend, it could be your life. My friend, it could be. You say, preacher, people don't preach like that. My friend, and people really don't tell people that you can change God's mind. My friend, brethren, if Abraham can, my friend, why can't you? My friend, think about it. My friend, think about it. Brethren, he'll make a way when there ain't no way. My friend, Sarah laughed in the door and she said she didn't. My friend, that wasn't Abraham that told her that she did laugh. It was the Lord. My friend, he said, oh, but you did laugh. My friend, oh, but you did laugh. Why did she laugh, women? My friend, she is 90 years old. My friend, that's exactly what the scripture says. Now, she is past the way of women. My friend, yes, sir. It wasn't humanly possible. My friend, yes, sir. My friend, but brethren, God made it possible. My friend, he said, according to the time appointed and according to the time set. You say, preacher, what was that? That was 9 months worth. My friend, yes, sir. Brethren, she had a son. Thank the good Lord, Abraham himself being 99, 100 year old. My friend, and had a son. My friend, the son of promise. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Now, Abraham was the father of two nations. My friend, whether you'll have it or not. My friend, the Hebrew and the Greek. My friend, or the Gentile, every which way you want to talk about it. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. And when they sense that of the handmaiden Hagar, my friend, when they sent her away and her son Ishmael, my friend, even the Lord told Abraham, he said, of him shall be a great nation also. My friend, yes, sir, where'd the Gentile come from? My friend, just go and do a little reading and you'll find out. You most certainly will. My friend, can you change the mind of God? My friend, yes. 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 You say, preacher, I wouldn't preach it. My friend, well, my friend, you go back and tear that 18th chapter. My friend, out of yours. My friend, it's still in mine. My friend, it most certainly is. These things, my friend, these things and dates and times and places and things that were supposed to happen that did not happen. My friend, brethren, there was a man, my friend, that did he not prophesy? My friend, this time tomorrow said some wheat was going to be sold and some barley was going to be sold for so much. And brethren, there's a famine in the land. Yes, sirree, a famine. My friend, in the land. My friend, and the one, the old king down there, my friend, he said, if the windows of heaven might open, might this thing be? He said, well, you're going to see it. He said, but you'll not get to eat in it. Yes, sirree. Now, yes, sirree. My friend, little did he know there's four leprous men out there. not offending, brethren. They are just sitting. They are wasting away. I'm not offending. They said, we can't go in the city, so there ain't nothing in there. I'm not offending. Said, if we go out yonder, said, they going to kill us. I'm not offending. Said, if we sit here, said, we going to die. I'm not offending, brethren. One of them come up with a bright idea, said, well, if we sit here till we die, said, what about it? I said, what if we just go out yonder? Said, they might save us. I'm not offending. They might take care of us. I'm not offending. They didn't save them. I'm not offending. They didn't take care of them. They wouldn't earn. I'm not offending. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm not offending, brethren. They headed out that way, and here they went. Brethren, the Bible says there's a great noise from the Lord. I'm not offending, brethren, and they thought they was being overrun by a company or a troop or somebody. And they fled, my friend, and even left all their victuals. Yes, they did. Yes, they did. And my friend, them four leprous boys, boy, they had a heyday, didn't they? And my friend, and they started storing up stuff. And my friend, and one of them spoke up and said, we do wrong. And my friend said, let's just gather all this up and we'll take what we can back in the city. And my friend, yes, sir. And my friend, brethren, and the very next day, and my friend, wheat and barley was being sold. And my friend, in the city. Now, when they started bringing all this stuff in, the Bible says that king was trampled. And my friend, run over. And my friend, by the horses. He saw that coming. And my friend, but he didn't get to eat any of it. And my friend, Kenya, I know that I've been here and there tonight. Brethren, but I can't help it. There's a lot of good stuff in this word. You know that. They most certainly are. And my friend, that little woman, that little widow woman with a meal barrel, she had no clue what her and her son was going to do the next day. And my friend, no sir, not, did not know. But I want you to know she had evidently been praying. And my, she evidently been praying. She prayed enough, my friend, it got a hold of Elijah. And my friend, yes, you did. Yes, you did. I just bring my marks to a close. You can go and look and study and do all. And my friend, do all that. My question tonight is, can you change the mind of God? And my friend, have you ever prayed a prayer? And my friend, for someone, brethren, that God might deal with them one more time. And my friend, brethren, if you have, then you could have very well extended their life. And my friend, yes, sir, might have been a day, might have been 10 years, might have been 40 years. And my friend, we never know sometimes. And I believe this, folks, and I'm going to say it. And my friend, brethren, they ain't no hope for this world outside the church. And my friend, the church is the only hope they got. And my friend, and I'll say it, brethren, the church is the only thing that's holding this thing together. Yes, it is. And my friend, and brethren, there's a lot of lost people. And my friend, that the only reason they're still living is because the church is praying for them. And my friend, preacher, I don't believe you can say that. I believe I can. And my friend, I most certainly do. I most certainly do. These men and women down through the ages has prayed. And my friend, and they, some of them maybe didn't get to see their prayers answered while they was living. And my friend, but brethren, when they, while they was gone, thank God, God answered the prayer. And my friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. I know many a mother and many a dad. And my friend, that their prayers was answered after we done buried them. And my, yes, sir. Yes, sir. And my friend, they ain't nothing too hard for the Lord. And my friend, he asked the question, did he not? He said, is there anything too hard for the Lord? And my friend, that ain't the only place it's wrote. No, sir. No, sir. Glory. And my friend, I
I tell you, they ain't nothing better. Nothing better this season. You say, preacher, you just sound a little positive that we can change the mind of God. Now, friend, well, brethren, I don't know what's on your mind. Now, friend, and I don't know how you've been praying of late, but I'll tell you something. I believe you can change the mind of God. Now, friend, have you ever seen something? Has the Lord ever showed you something? Now, friend, that was going to take place. My friend, and you prayed that it wouldn't happen right now. Now, friend, you go back to the days of Ahab. I'll bring my marks to a close in just a minute. Now, friend, brethren, the days of Ahab, I want you to know that Ahab was a wicked man. Now, friend, and when Elijah found him down there, brethren, Ahab said, hast thou found me, oh, mine enemy? You know what Elijah said? He said, I have found thee. Thank God, I have found thee. Now, friend, and he said, hast thou killed and also taken possession? Now, friend, where'd you find him, preacher? You found him down there in the middle of Naboth's vineyard. Yes, sir. My friend, Naboth didn't give it to him. He didn't sell it to him. My friend, Jezebel had him killed. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You go and read the scripture, my friend. He told Ahab what was going to happen to him, and he told what was going to happen to Jezreel, and he told what was going to happen to Jezebel. My friend, that's exactly. He told him all three things and what was going to happen. And the Bible says that Ahab wept and cried unto God. My friend, and God heard him. My friend, he most certainly did. Why, preacher, you said he is a wicked man. My friend, that's what the Bible says. My friend, but brethren, God heard Ahab. And you know what he done? My friend, he done this one thing. He said, I'll not bring it to pass in your day. He said, but I'm going to bring it to pass in your son's day. My friend said, it's coming. Do you know what I read in the scriptures? My friend, I never read a change from that day to the day that Ahab died. My friend, nor Jezebel. I never read where either one of them changed. My friend, the Bible says that Ahab and Jezebel was more wicked than anybody that's been written or told about before them. It didn't stop there, and it said, and after them. My friend, that's how wicked they was. My friend, you say, you going to tell me, preacher, that God heard Abraham pray? My friend, go and read it. My friend, go and read and see what he says. My friend, Elijah preached a true message. My friend, brethren, when he told them that they was going to, dogs going to lick your blood. My friend, they going to lick it right where they licked old Naboth. My friend, and you go and read and see if that didn't happen. My friend, but brethren, they was years past. God had mercy on Ahab and Jezebel and Jezreel all. My friend, for several years. My friend, yes, sir. Elijah, my friend, Jezebel done all she could to do away with Elijah. My friend, Ahab done all he could, and he couldn't touch him. My friend, and Jezebel couldn't either. My friend, she sent out after him. And you know the scripture. I ain't going to get into that. Can you change the mind of God? My friend, brother, I used to think, my friend, when I started preaching, I thought, well, me and the Lord, we can, we'll change this world. Preacher, you think you could change this world? I didn't say I could change. But I did think me and the Lord could do a good job. You know what I found out? I found out my world changed. I found out my world changed. It's still changed. It is. A lot of folks don't want their world changed. Do you know it? We're in the day. We're not getting there. We're in the day, my friend, where it's less and less. They's something that sort of bothers me. People, and I understand the preaching, and I do. And I believe that there's power in the church. I believe there's power in God's name. But it's going to take more than just crying, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. That ain't the kind of power he's talking about. But I'll tell you one thing. You cry out on the Lord. You won't even have to say his name out loud. And I'll promise you the power of God come down. It will. It'll come down. Why, preacher? Because you're one of his. You're one of his. You're one of his children. He'll withhold no good thing from you. No good thing he'll withhold from you. And he'll give you petitions. Have you not read? Ask. Ask. Ask, and it shall be given. Is that not what he said? Seek. And ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. And everyone that seeketh, findeth. And everyone that knocketh, it shall be opened unto you. So ask. Think about it. He's not a dead God. I wished sometimes. I wish sometimes that I was as positive about this thing as I preach. Preacher, what do you mean? I'm just like you. I'm just like you. You know why over there in the days, I know that there's a lot of things that people try to get the disciples in the middle of, but they actually weren't, because the disciples did not know what it was to be saved. While they was following the Lord on this earth. Salvation hadn't yet come, folks. Including Mary, the mother of Jesus herself. I say this quite a few times, but one day somebody gonna believe me. When the Lord got out of their sight, and he had died. They had done been down to the tomb. They didn't find him down there. And they went away a day or two, and Peter said, I go a fishing. Did he not? I go a fishing. Why'd they do that, preacher? Well, that's all he knowed. His master was gone. He saw him hang on the cross. He saw the place where they had buried him in the tomb. He wasn't there. But they come a day in the book of Acts that there's 120 in the upper room. They call it Pentecost. That the Holy Ghost and fire of God came down. The Bible says it sat upon each one of them as cloven tongues of fire. And they began to speak, and every man heard them in their own tongue. And right after that, you know what Peter done? Peter stood up. Because they thought, the people round about, they thought that they was drunken. He said, they're not drunken, seeing it is what? The third hour of the day? But he says, this is that. Some of the most powerful three words there is. This is that. Preacher, them ain't powerful. It's exactly what Peter said. This is that. That was spoken by the prophet Joel. Yeah. And when Peter got finished, there was 3,000 souls added to the church. Were they not? They went on a little further and there's 5,000 more. I hope you got something out of the message tonight. I've enjoyed trying to preach to you. I really have. I really have. Y'all just don't know how much I did enjoy it. It's good to be here. I'll just leave it like that. Good to be here. I appreciate you. Appreciate you being those that's looking on. We appreciate you looking on. And I'll say this. If the Lord's speaking to you and He's speaking to you from the abundance of His heart, then you might ought to pay attention. Lord don't speak like we do sometimes. He don't say the words that we say sometimes. But I believe we know when the Lord speaks. I do.